Warming oceans will cause big changes in the biodiversity of sea life. That is a finding from the largest study ever of marine plants and animals. The study found that some sea creatures will expand into new areas, but other creatures, especially in warmer waters, are likely to die out. The study was done at the University of Queensland in Australia. It examined nearly 13,000 plant and animal species across the Earth's oceans. Scientists used a model that looked at temperature changes at the sea surface. They then compared that information with what kind of climate and environment is best for the different marine species. The study found that warmer ocean climates will suffer species loss, but creatures in colder climates will be able to survive by expanding their territory. That is not always a good thing, says John Pandolfi. He is with the ARC Center of Excellence for Coral Reef Studies at Australia's University of Queensland.
So instead of having discrete differentiation of different marine communities in different places, we found in our analysis that projected climate change is going to result in a lot more mixing of species and a lot more sameness of diversity throughout the world's oceans.
The study lists these changes through the year 2100. Mr. Pandolfi says that sameness in the ocean is problematic as researchers consider new ways to meet the food demands of a growing human population.
It could be that species that were very abundant in the past and they're good at tracking environments, when they invade a new ecosystem or a new geographic region, they're not the top dogs anymore, or they might not be able to reproduce as effectively as they used to.
The study also looks at greenhouse gases, pollution linked to rising temperatures. Unless such gases are controlled, our planet and its oceans will continue to heat up, releasing the changes predicted in the study. John Pandolfi warns the new combinations of marine species will present a major test for efforts to protect sea creatures.
And that's something I think that isn't easy for people to get their heads around, because you think, oh, you know, I'm going to set up a marine park here so I can make sure that these organisms are preserved through decades or centuries. But in fact, with climate change, those communities are going to change. They're going to be dynamic. They're not going to be static entities.
In the warmer ocean climates, plant and animal species will cross into new territories. Mr. Pandolfi says the study demonstrates the importance of cooperation among nations to fight climate change and the possible loss of biodiversity. The findings were published in the journal Nature Climate Change. I'm Bob Doty.